This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, here's the number. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, telephone listen line, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, where would you like to go? Do you have any questions for me, Dr. Shealy, or do you want to talk
about... Lots of questions for you. Not always appropriate for this program. I mean, you know, you are my experiential put-it-together guru.
Okay. So do you did you have some questions about solar and what happens when the grid goes down? Did you want to talk about that for a few minutes?
Indeed I did, because, you know, there was that article suggesting that even though solar is great, if the grid goes down, it ain't going to work.
Okay. Did you want me to discuss that, what that means?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's three kinds of solar systems. And one is called on-grid. Another is off-grid. And the third would be hybrid. So an on-grid system has a solar panel array and a charge controller, if you will, and an inverter. And what happens is the solar panels receive light from the sun. It gets regulated by the charge controller, goes to an inverter, which takes direct current, which the solar panels provide, and converts it to AC. And the alternating current is of a higher voltage than that you would get out of your wall outlet or your breaker panel. And so let's say you get about 240 volts out of your breaker panel, and that would be split into 120 and 120 at the outlets. The on-grid system has no battery, and what it does is it'll take that solar energy, convert it from DC, direct current, to AC at a higher voltage than the electrical panel at your location, let's say 20 volts higher, let's say, for example. And because the voltage is higher from your solar system, it will go onto the grid. If the grid's voltage is higher, the voltage or the current will come from the grid onto your solar system. So whoever has the higher voltage or the highest voltage wins. So you'll be pushing your electricity onto the grid, and simultaneously, you can draw from the grid. So you can generate electricity, push it onto the grid. The grid becomes your battery in this example. So you have no battery, but the grid is your storage system. It acts like a battery. The grid provides a frequency of 60 cycles per second, also known as 60 hertz. That clock frequency is required by your solar system in an on-grid system in order to generate electricity and send it to the grid. The grid provides the clock. or the frequency. Because if you're out of frequency, out of step, even a little bit, you'll be causing massive problems, probably burn up your equipment. So the clock has to be provided from one location, and that's the grid, and that's 60 cycles per second in North America. If the grid goes down, the clock goes down with it. If the clock goes down, your solar system cannot generate any electricity. And the battery that you were thinking that you had, which is the grid, goes down with it. So you lose everything. You lose all the ability to generate electricity in the system as it's currently configured. So that's an on-grid system. Now, an off-grid system has similar components, except it has a battery bank. And what happens with an off-grid system, you get the electricity generated from the solar panels, goes through the charge controller to regulate the amount of electricity and voltage coming out of the solar panels, and it goes into a battery bank. And simultaneously, that battery bank provides current to the inverter, which provides electricity to your location or your house or your farm or whatever you happen to be connecting. The difference is the battery bank. A physical battery bank of an off-grid system is yours. You charge it with your solar array, and you have what you have. If you've got plenty of sun, you've got plenty of charge on the battery, assuming everything is sized properly. Now, if the battery bank runs out of current, let's say you use more than you've generated, and the battery bank, you have a dead battery, let's say. Well, you've got no electricity, unless you hook it up to a generator. Now, a generator can charge the battery bank, and then the battery bank can provide the current for the inverter to convert DC to AC. And the battery bank would be direct current. The inverter would convert from direct current to, let's say, in our house, we have a 48-volt battery bank. It's large. It's about, maybe 8 feet long, and let's say 2.5 feet tall. That's the battery bank. Batteries. Our battery bank is 48 volts. It consists of 40 cells. Each cell weighs about 100 pounds, and each cell is about 1.2 volts. So you take 40 cells, put them in series, plus to minus, plus to minus, plus to minus, 40 of them, and we will get 1.2 times 40 or 48 volts. So that's our battery bank. Now you can have a battery bank of 36 volts, 24 volts, 12 volts. And so as technology gets newer and newer and newer, the voltage gets higher of the battery bank. So the difference is an on-grid system will only work when it's connected to the grid. If the grid goes down, you've got nothing. If someone hits the power pole and the electricity goes down to your house, you have no electricity, even though you have a solar panel, even though you have a charge controller, and even though you have an inverter, because you don't have that 60-cycle reference frequency. So that's the main difference. Now, a hybrid system is what we have here at our farm, and it's both. It's on-grid, off-grid, and it's called hybrid. So our system, we can sell electricity to the power grid if we want to at the push of a button. We can take ourselves off the grid at the push of a button. Or we could be selling and buying at the same time. So that's what we have. Now, the main cost difference, it's almost twice as expensive to have a system that has a battery bank as it is to have one without a battery bank. And it's interesting, very interesting that you mentioned this, Dr. Shealy, in your email to me, because I happen to be topping off our supplies at the supermarket, Aldi, over the weekend. And I ran into this middle-aged gal, and we chatted for a second, well, maybe a minute or two, and she said that she is in the business of installing and selling solar systems. I said, wow. So what kind of battery bank do you recommend? And she and that's where she fell flat on her face. Because she didn't know. She didn't know. And the reason she didn't know is she doesn't sell systems that are off-grid and hybrid. She only sells on-grid systems. So she is in the business of traveling the country, selling people solar systems, and she has no idea what the battery alternative would be, meaning the off-grid system or the hybrid system. She has no idea. She couldn't discuss it. Now, it's kind of like what I saw on YouTube. I was looking at people buying appliances like refrigerators and washers and dryers, and they have this overweight woman at, you know, the big box store who's recommending, middle-aged overweight woman, recommending what people buy in terms of appliances. Now, she was unable to discuss the mechanics, the electronics, you know, the mechanisms of these machines. But yet she's the person that you go to and say, so which one should I buy? Should I buy that one or this one? Or what about that other one? Which is the best? And I'm sure that's what people ask. But she really doesn't know because she hasn't studied engineering, she hasn't studied electronics, and she doesn't know mechanics. But she can talk about features. So that's not durability. So here we have, you know, that kind of a scenario with this lady that I met at Aldi over the weekend, and she had no idea about battery banks. And that, so when she sells a system, if she doesn't tell her customers, look, I just want you to know that even though it may be sunny, and even though there may be snow on the ground, and even though you sweep off the snow from your solar array so sun can get to the photocells, you're not going to have any electricity because if the grid goes down, the reference frequency goes down. So we have people selling things that they really don't know much about. And I can't understand it. I can't understand how someone could sell something without knowing the rest of the story. Meaning, how could you just sell an on-grid system without knowing about the alternatives, the hybrid system and the off-grid system? How is that possible? Well, I just saw it firsthand this weekend.
Well, that's why I wanted you to discuss this, because my suspicion is that a majority of those sold are on grid.
Yes, they are. They are. And here's another thing. What they are led to believe, I believe, I haven't personally encountered a salesperson to tell me this, but I believe that people are being led to think that they're going to save money on their electric bill because they're going to have a solar array on the roof. And yeah, they'll save money, but the time that my calculation is that it will take 13 years minimum to recover the cost to break even when you count the cost of the solar array and the equipment and the wiring and the installation, it'll take 13 years to break even. That's a long time.
Well, of course, and even a diesel backup is no guarantee, because if the grid goes down, we aren't going to have diesel available.
That's correct. And you know, there's a thought that if you have a diesel generator, which is the most efficient of all the generators, in my opinion, it's more efficient than propane, it's more efficient than gasoline. There are more BTUs in a gallon of propane. I'm sorry, in diesel than there is in propane. So, for example, you get about 135,000 BTUs of energy in a gallon of diesel, about 100 in gasoline, and about 90,000 in propane. Those are rough numbers because it depends on the grade of the gasoline. It depends. There are a lot of factors, but those are rough numbers. And so your durability in terms of the generator life expectancy is going to be the longest, generally speaking, with a diesel generator than it will be with gasoline and propane. But we can talk a little bit more about this when we come back. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and he asked me the question about if the grid goes down, do solar systems go down, or can they? And the answer is, yes, they can.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormSheely.com, NormSheely.com. And we're talking about solar systems, and I mentioned the answer to Dr. Shealy's question. If the grid goes down and you have a grid tied, which means on-grid system, grid tied equals on-grid, if the grid goes down, you have no electricity because you do not have a battery bank. So you would spend about twice as much money, all things being equal, if you have an off-grid hybrid system as we have, as you would for a grid-tied system, because the battery bank is about half the cost of the entire system. So our battery bank is, rough numbers, about $10,000. But no one knows how long our battery bank will last, because they started making this Edison battery back around 1906. And all you do to renew the battery bank is you pour out the electrolyte, you rinse out the cell with water, distilled water, and then you refill it with new electrolyte. And it's darn close to almost brand new. I mean, maybe 99% new.
Now, where do you get electrolyte in an emergency?
Well, I have to buy that. I haven't bought that yet, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that on hand, KOH. And it's probably going to be about maybe $1,000 for enough to last, you know, another 30, 40 years. But the electrolyte should last about 20 years. Now, what is a consumable? Now, Dr. Shiller, you saw our solar system. You saw the battery bank. And you saw the physical size. It's pretty big. It would not fit in the back of a full-size pickup truck. It just wouldn't fit physically.
That is true.
And
it would take a big garage.
Yeah. And so I got an email from a company that sold a battery bank similar to ours. We bought ours directly from China because just the markup was so high that we decided we'll just deal directly with the factory. And so one of our instructors and I split an order of 81 cells. I wanted an extra one. So we bought 81. He wanted 40. I wanted 40. And they were 500 ampere hours apiece. And they were shipped to us, and then we brought them to him. So we have half 40, and he has half 40. And by doing that, we were able to get them at about $10,000 each rather than a lot more. And so I got an email from a company who sold a battery bank to one of their customers. They charged $45,000 for the battery bank, 48-volt battery bank. And it was 3 years old, and the customer wanted to sell it. And wanted a different technology, and it's now available for $15,000, 3 years old, which is still more than we paid for it. But the bottom line is the battery bank is expensive, and you have to maintain it. Now, we keep about 20 or more gallons of distilled water on hand, because we have to top off the batteries every month or two. We just check them and add distilled water, because of the evaporation of the distilled water from the electrolyte. So they do have to be maintained if you have a nickel iron battery. Now, you can get a lithium battery if you want, or another technology. I don't know much about the other technologies other than the fact that they're so complicated and so difficult to charge that you have to have a computer-controlled charger. And I did not want to have a complex charger to charge the batteries. I can charge ours with just, the equivalent of a automotive charger if I wanted to. Or I could buy one that they use for a forklift, to charge forklift batteries. I could use that rather than a complicated computer-controlled charger for lithium-ion batteries. But to translate this back to the generator, so let's say you had a 5 to 8,000 watt generator. 5,000 watts to 8,000 watts. That would use about a gallon of gasoline per hour if you bought one at one of those big box stores. Let's say an $800 generator or a $700 generator. Now, that if you ran it 24 hours a day, you would use 24 gallons of gasoline a day. Who has 24 gallons of gasoline stored? That's just for one day. If you ran it for a week, it'd be 168 gallons. That's $336 a week if you bought fuel at $2 a gallon. So that's not practical. So what is practical is the battery bank. And we can get back and talk a little bit more about that if you'd like, Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley's with us, normshuley.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's coinciding this year with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz death camp. Robin Axelwood is with the Holocaust Memorial Center in Michigan.
We focus on the Holocaust primarily, but there are so many other genocides in the world. And so we also consider it our responsibility to talk about those atrocities.
Government agencies are launching investigations into the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people yesterday. The FAA, NTSB, and FBI, among those looking into the cause of the chopper crash northwest of Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sheely's with us, and we're just talking a little bit about generators and solar systems. So, Dr. Sheely, here's an interesting thought about generators. So if someone does not have a solar system, they think, well, we'll just get a generator. We talked about how much gasoline one of those generators would use, roughly 24 gallons a day. And so that would be $336 worth of gasoline a week, $1,400 worth of gasoline a month, $17,000 worth of gasoline a year at $2 a gallon. But here's the thing to consider. Those generators typically do not have an oil filter. And because they don't have an oil filter, you are required to change the oil every 25 hours or once a day. So you'd be using about a quart of oil in addition to the gasoline every day. So if you wanted to run it for a month, you'd need about 30 quarts of oil to, you know, change your oil every day. That's something that, you know, some people just haven't considered. The other thing is, how long do those generators last? Well, they run wide open throttle, 3,600 revolutions per minute on the engine. And those engines are like lawnmower engines, and they're typically designed to last about 30 days, 30 days. They are not long-term engines. Typically, you know, they're not industrial engines, so they don't last very long. 30 days of continuous running if you change the oil every day, every 25 hours or so. So that's a huge problem, and people think that they're going to last forever. Now, your generator, you have a diesel. I have not seen it, but you've mentioned you have a diesel. And diesel engines are way stronger and last way longer. They're like, you know, truck engines. They last a long time. At our farm, we have a diesel generator as well, and it's from the 1980s, I believe. Maybe the 1990s, early 1990s. So if it's from the 80s, it's about 40 years old. If it's from the 90s, it's about 30 years old. And it's like, in terms of condition, it's in perfect condition because it was a heavy-duty military generator. And I'm sure yours is a heavy-duty generator as well because it's a diesel. So those are just a couple things to think about. So if you think that if the grid goes down, you'll be able to just go get some gasoline for your generator, the answer is it's not likely, because if the grid goes down, the gas station's pumps don't work.
Well, I really think that, you know, this is the ultimate information you need to be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah,
now you and I have diesel on our locations, on our farms, and farmers do. That's, you know, tractors run on diesel. If you have a gasoline tractor, you're not paying attention because gasoline is not a good fuel for a tractor. It doesn't have enough BTUs, and gasoline engines are not as strong typically as a diesel engine, so they don't last as long. So you really need a diesel engine for your tractor, and if you really want to have a generator that's going to last a long time, you have a diesel generator. And then the cool thing about all that is yet the same fuel runs in both. So your tractor fuel is the same as your diesel generator fuel. But even if you have a diesel generator, as you do, Dr. Shealy and I do, here at our farms, it is not practical to run a diesel generator 24 hours a day. It's just not practical. It uses way too much fuel. So your generator and ours will probably burn about a half a gallon per hour. So a half a gallon is going to be 12 gallons a day. It's still a lot of fuel. So what you have to do is, my recommendation would be, pump the water. You know, it's easier to store water than it is to store electricity. So you pump your water, you fire up your generator, you pump your water, you get your refrigeration systems working, you know, your freezer and your refrigerator, you cool everything down, and then you shut the generator off for a few hours. And then you start it up for another half hour and bring the refrigerator and freezer back to cold, and then you shut it off. So you would cycle the use of the generator to conserve fuel, because I really believe that in a grid down situation, there's going to be a run. There's going to be a run on fuel, and there are going to be very few locations that have fuel. And when they run out of fuel, they're not going to get deliveries because the terminals don't have generator backup to pump fuel from the delivery or the storage terminals to the tanker trucks that deliver to the fuel stations, the gas stations, if you will. It's a big problem. So if you're going to consider a solar system, I suggest you follow what Dr. Shealy and I are talking about, which is if you want independence, you absolutely, positively must have a battery bank. You must, or you have no independence. The grid goes down, you've got nothing. Even though it looks like you've got something, you've got nothing. Unless you can live on, you have nothing. You have nothing because you still need that 60-cycle reference frequency. It's as simple as that. Any other questions, Dr. Shealy?
No, great. I think that's a great overview.
Okay. Wonderful. So Do you have you met anybody who has a an on-grid system or an inverter or grid-tied system?
Well, unfortunately, nobody's ever mentioned it to me, and I've never thought about asking it until this came up this weekend. And
okay.
That's why I thought it was critically important that the you prepared people understand this.
Okay. Well, here's one other little thing that we'll share since we talked about it. It'll only take maybe 2 minutes. So you literally, class, you can buy a grid-tied inverter, you know, a little box. And it'll look like, about the size of a shoebox. And you can hook it up to a solar panel or two. You know, if you hook it up properly, it will work. And then what you do is you plug that in to your house wiring. So let's say you have a garage and you can lean some panels just to test this thing out. Lean a couple solar panels against the side of the garage, pointing south, you know, in the direct sunlight. And so the solar panels receive the sunlight, and you've got it wired with a plus and a minus wire to the inverter, and then the inverter is plugged into your garage wiring. Now, the theory behind this is the solar panels will provide electricity. The grid-tied inverter will invert that DC from the solar panels, DC electricity, to AC at a higher voltage than would be coming out of your outlet. So you'll be pushing electricity backwards onto the grid. Now, some people think that they can make their meter run backwards by doing that. So it's a real simple, cheap way to do it. So for, let's say, $400 worth of solar panels, you know, a couple panels, and a couple $100 grid-tied inverter, so we're looking at, let's say, $500 maybe, $600 to do this little experiment. And you plug it in, and the lights will blink on the grid-tied inverter, and it will show that you are generating electricity and pushing it onto the grid, theoretically lowering your electric bill. But that may not be the case, because I did that experiment. And here's what our meter does. Our meter says, I don't care which way the electricity is going, whether you're pushing it onto the grid or you're taking it off the grid, we're going to charge you for it. So I was being charged, during the little term of my experiment, I was being charged for the electricity that I was giving the grid at the full retail rate. So I was pushing electricity on the grid. I was being charged 10 cents to give it to the grid, and I was being charged 10 cents to take it from the grid. So I was being charged to give electricity away. So depending on the meters that you have, if you have a meter that does not recognize the direction of the current, they're going to be your electric company or your electric cooperative will be charging you for the electricity you give them. So make sure you don't do that without finding out how the meters work. Okay? That was just a kind of an interesting thing, Dr. Shuley, that you can provide electricity and get charged for doing it. David in Illinois, you're on with Dr. Norman Shuley and me. Welcome.
How you doing? Hey. I need to ask you a question about your battery. So your battery system that you installed, it sees itself as one main 48-volt battery?
Yes, David, and Dr. Shuley, here's in class. If you pop the hood on your car or truck and you look at your battery, a battery is a collection of cells, more than one cell. Okay? Two cells make a battery. Three cells make a battery. 40 cells make a battery if they're wired in series. Okay? We use the term battery incorrectly many times. So if you had an old flashlight that had D-sized cells, those are not batteries. Those are cells. But if you put one behind the other, that would put them in series. So you would take one D cell, or dry cell it used to be called, behind another, those two cells would form a battery. So if you look at your car battery under the hood of your car, you would see six slight partitions in some of the cases. So they're actually six separate cells divided into plastic compartments, each with a separate battery vent and fill cap. You know, the new ones actually are covered up with a label so you can't see the fill caps. They don't want you messing around by putting distilled water, you know, topping off your battery so it'll last longer. But if you could, or if you think back to the times when you used to see those fill caps, there'd be six of them for a 12-volt battery. So a 12-volt battery is really six cells of 2.1 volts each. Or a 12-volt battery is 12.6 volts. if it's new. Okay? So those cells are in series. You just can't see the wiring because it's all buried in the plastic case of a car battery. But there are six separate cells to make up a 6 times 2.1 is 12.6 volts. Does that answer that question?
Yes.
Or you want to know about... In our case, ours has each one of our cells is about the size of three car batteries stacked one on top of the other on top of the other. So it's like three car batteries high, and that would be one cell. So it weighs one cell for our solar array weighs about 100 pounds. And then we have them strapped together with stainless steel connectors. They're really heavy. They're like... heavy steel, stainless steel plates bolted on the battery top connectors from one battery to the next, to the next, to the next. So there's 40 of them all connected to each other. So the first one, you know, let's say is minus. Minus connects to our inverter. And then the next battery is plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus. And then we end up with a plus at the end. So we have one plus and one minus of this collection of cells strapped together as one battery bank. I don't know if I answered that.
Now, I'm going to use a simpler example to ask you a question about this. Now, say I went with 48-volt system, too. Now, the batteries that I was looking at putting together, just for a quick example, was like marine batteries. What I was thinking of doing is putting four 12-volt marine batteries, and then having another set of four 12-volt marine batteries. So if one battery bank was default or I had a problem or it was down, I would have a backup where I can utilize that other one so the whole battery system's not down if something goes awry.
Yeah, so absolutely. What you're doing is a series parallel arrangement where you have a string of 12-volt batteries, 12 plus 12 plus 12 plus 12, in terms of volts, equals 48. And then you're going to have another one, 12 plus 12 plus 12 plus 12 equals 48 volts. So you're going to have two strings of 48, and then you're going to tie those together if you wanted to. That would work. That would be fine. That's a series parallel arrangement. And that would work fine. And the marine batteries, which are... we'll talk about that in just a second.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. David is with us in Illinois. And here's something that you and the class, you both in the class might be interested in knowing. So there's two general types of batteries for automobiles and, you know, small tractors. And they are marine-type batteries. They're also known as deep cycle. So deep cycle, you can say, equals marine. And then there would be a standard cycle, which would be a car or light truck battery. And there's a difference. Even though you can get them at the same store, you can buy them both at Walmart, you can buy them both at AutoZone, they are different in their technology. Although they use the same electrolyte, which would be sulfuric acid and distilled water. So a marine deep or slash deep cycle battery will provide a smaller amount of current, but for a longer time. So, for example, let's say you have a trolling motor on a little boat and a little electric motor. You would want you'd want that to last a long time with very little current draw. Also, you'd like to have, for marine battery, if you have it in the hull of a boat and you want it to start the engine, you don't want to have to keep a charge on it all the time, because a typical car battery will go dead after about 30 days of just sitting on the shelf. So you want one that will hold its charge even when it's not being used. So that would be a marine battery or a deep cycle battery for a smaller amount of self-discharge. So, for example, we have a tractor that we keep in an area where there's no electricity. So there's no way I can put a battery charge on it and plug it into the wall. So if I left that tractor for 30 days or so without using it, I'd go out and find the battery dead. If I had a regular tractor battery, which is the same as a car battery, which is the same as a light truck battery. But if I put a marine battery in there, the same size, I could go out there 6 months later and it'd still have a charge, and I could start the tractor. But it's not designed for a large current draw when, like starting an engine. That is a tremendous amount of electric draw for a short time. You know, you crank the engine, a lot of current comes out of the battery for a very short time. You know you can't crank an engine for 2 minutes because the battery will be dead. You know that you can't crank an engine for more than 30 seconds without the battery being dead. You know that. And that would be a standard battery, which would give you a lot of current for a short amount of time, but they have a higher self-discharge rate just sitting around, you know, on the shelf, for example, or not being used in the equipment. So I wanted to share that. Dr. Shilley, do you have any questions or thought about that?
No, I think that's great. Great info.
Okay. David, any questions about that?
Oh, no, I was wanting to ask you a question about their generator, though.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do the very same thing that you said that you do, but we also, during that time, we're letting our refrigerators and freezers get up to temperature, and then, you know, once they kick off, then at that time, we're charging up anything that we use that has battery power, like portable LCD emergency TVs, where we can, you know, find out the news. But one thing about that, when that happens and we shut it off, the only thing nice about that is your neighbors think you run out of gas every 4 or 5 hours, so they don't pester you to use your generator. But now, my thing is, my generator, I have 11-horse Tecumseh, and it's not an auto start. So I use starter fluid with my wife in the wintertime because she can't – that thing's heavier than her. But some people said I shouldn't do that at all.
It's a gasoline engine? Yeah. Well, okay, so starting ether, we use it here at the farm. I don't like using it on diesels if we can avoid it. It's not recommended. However, if you use a small amount of it on a gasoline engine and you spray it onto the air cleaner and then put the air cleaner cover on, you'll generally find that you can start it with one or two pulls as compared to a lot more pulls. And so I will use it. I will use it, but it's risky using it on a diesel engine because the explosive force can break the rings of a diesel engine. As a matter of fact, Chevrolet with their, or General Motors with their 6.5 liter diesel say, whatever you do, don't do it. Don't do it. You'll break the rings, the piston rings. So beware. Now, I do it if I have to. I don't do it as a matter of course.
I've only had to use that in the wintertime when it's really, really cold and the power will go out.
Here's another thing you can do. If you can carefully take a little bit of gasoline and put it on the air cleaner element instead of the spray starting fluid, the gasoline will volatilize right from the air cleaner. And then it will make it easier to start. You know, what we used to do back in the 1950s and 60s, we had carburetors, and sometimes you just couldn't get that car to start. But if you poured a small amount, like a teaspoon of gasoline right down the carburetor throat for a car, it'd start right up. So you might want to use, a quarter of a teaspoon right into the carburetor. Sometimes we have to do that. So those are just a few thoughts. Anything else before we get 10 seconds?
Thank you very much. And I didn't know that about the charge controller.
Great. Great. Right. Well, thank you for calling in. Dr. Shilley, and I'll be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.